This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Our pal Tim Fitzgerald, GoPowerCat.com, at Life of Fitz on X, our K-State insider. Fitz, you ready for the Sweet 16?
I am. I'm kind of excited about it. I think it's mostly because I think this is huge for the Big 12.
Yeah,
I think
that's what we were just talking
about. Really good teams. I think all four teams can make it to the Final Four, not together. That'd be kind of fun, but impossible. You know what? I just think this is important. I think it's important for the conference and where it stands right now. And plus, these are great basketball teams to watch.
Who do you like out of the Big 12 tonight? I mean, I know that the heavy underdog is Arizona, obviously, but BYU, they've been shooting lights out throughout the tournament.
Yeah.
What do you like from the Big 12?
Well, if I back up and look at the teams I think most likely to make the Final Four, I come up with, of course, Houston, which plays tomorrow, apparently, and BYU. I just think there's something about how this BYU team's constructed that could get them to the Final Four. It took an elite team like Houston to beat them, and that's the only loss they've had in, I don't know, the last 15 games. I don't know what the number is now. And they just have a real sense of self. They know how to win. They got guys that can just flat out play. And they're really well tied together offensively and defensively. And I think that's what you need to survive at this time of year. And I think they really could make a run to the Final Four.
How much weight do you put into how deep, like the SEC had a really good run up to this point, but they had 14 teams
right.
In. Like what is the finish line? Because I don't like totally basing what we saw from a conference. We've seen it for years out of the Big 12. Like if the SEC loses a bunch of these games, I don't think it takes away from how good they were this year. But like, what is the threshold here where it really stands out? Is it the Sweet 16? Is it even further than that?
When you're in the standing of the Big 12, you need someone in the Final Four, you need a couple in the Elite Eight. The SEC was set up for success, and they found failure out of that because anyone who was seated a little bit lower other than Arkansas has been losing. And that you know, look, when you're a 1 or 2 seed, you got to work hard to lose in the first two rounds. You just do. And they've been set up for success by being seeded the highest, and we'll see how far that takes them. I think they're really good basketball teams, but as an entire conference, this has been a joke. They're not, from top to bottom, the best. You never put 6 and 12 teams in the NCAA tournament again. It was a shameful act by the committee.
Well, while we're talking Sweet 16 fits, the women, K-State women, in the Sweet 16 this weekend, you know, it was an interesting development with Juju Watkins going down for USC over the weekend. And, you know, so Kansas State will face USC without their top player, without the top player in college basketball this weekend. Obviously opens the door even further for a path for Kansas State to make it to the Final Four. But what are some things that we should be looking for in this matchup?
Well, this was a sizable of an impact on a team that you could imagine, losing Juju Watkins. And there's this strange mixture when you talk to K-State folks, players, coaches, you know, even reporters, of like, this is just horrific that this happened at this point of her career, and she's such an elite player and everyone's looking forward to playing her. But deep down, you're also saying it's our job to advance in this tournament, and that just took a big step forward. Guys, the spread for this game, I don't even know what it was before. Why bother checking? But now without Juju Watkins, it's 1.
Yeah. Wow.
It is 1. And this has totally changed the entire context of this game.
Yeah, it opened at 1.5, which surprised me. I thought K-State would be favored, honestly.
Yeah, and really?
They're 1-point dogs. But
yeah, I tell you what, I don't know how Vegas came up with this number at all, because they haven't played much without her. And Coach Jeff Mitty mentioned this yesterday, that it's hard to find film to scout of meaningful minutes they played without her. Because usually when she didn't play, they were just smoking someone. I don't know if we know anything, but I do know this. I watched that team without Juju Watkins absolutely destroy Mississippi State, a team good enough to be a 9 seed, which on the women's side doesn't mean you're great, but it means you're worthy of being, you know, in the middle of the pack of the tournament. And they got beat by 40. So this is a really dangerous team. They're incredibly talented, and that's why they're a number one seed with or without Juju Watkins.
By the way, we'll have that game for you, Tom, and just let me know. We're carrying the K-State women this weekend right here on the radio. So that's awesome. I didn't know that. That's fantastic. We'll have more on that tomorrow. All right, Fitz, let's talk about the K-State men then.
Okay.
Paul Mills called himself Portal Paul here. Everybody's in the portal. Let me start here before we get into the specifics of it. Does the K-State collective have the same appetite to spend money this year than they did a year ago, from what you're hearing?
Yeah, I'm hearing I think the money's there. I think they want a different approach, and a little more caution. You know, I'm pleased. Look, people always are saying stuff like, well, we need to redirect this NIL money. It's not your money to redirect. It is boosters' money, literally. That's what's how skewed this system is currently. It's literally wealthy alums putting money where they want. So you don't get to choose. It's their money. They get to choose this. And they're still back in basketball, and I think that's cool. That's great. Let's see if they have better success with a different type of approach here. And, you know, to get to your next question, I'm stunned nobody from K-State has entered the portal yet. Stunned, which means they're trying to scratch and claw and keep guys together. But you would think that some dudes would just be out, but they haven't yet. And maybe the coaches have just advised them, look, if you want to leave, do it. But there's 800 other guys going in today. And why don't you wait? Why don't you wait until some of this traffic clears and you stand out a little bit going into the portal? But I don't know. I think K-State, I like the fact that they want to retain a lot of this roster, but that also should be confused with everyone needs to stay, because I think, you know, you need to clear some guys out to bring in some new blood. You just do.
Well, and I think that brings up a good point. I mean, if none of the players have entered the portal at this point, then it makes it difficult to, you know, understand who they might be targeting that is currently in the portal. Are you hearing any rumbles of potential incoming guys, or is that quiet also because we don't know who's leaving?
They've been linked to some players, a guy from Robert Morse and some others, but, you know, nothing of great substance at this point. You know, it's so early. Guys, you haven't been able to contact people in the portal technically until Monday. You know, I when people are putting out lists of 20 schools they've been contacted by, I'm like, this is just such a corrupted system right now, because you haven't been contacted. Your agent has been contacted. And it's insanity what's going on right now. But there'll be plenty of players. There'll be plenty of time. And, you know, we saw K-State panic a little bit last year. And I'm just telling you, just take your time and make good decisions. Quit speed dating as best you can. And try to find someone that's really going to fit your program.
Can I propose, Fitz, can we have, as you know, we've now had what looks like it'll be four coaches basically know their next spot before their team's done playing. Can we just put a moratorium on, if we're going to do this with the players and set rules up and penalties, can we do the same thing for coaches?
This is obnoxious. And I understand what's going on. I mean, it's the portal. This is all driven by the portal. There's this sense that if we don't get a coach in place right now because the portal's open, we're going to lose all the good players. It's you know, maybe you'll lose some players that you could have gotten, but there's just so many players in the portal. But I understand if you're like a West Virginia, you can't afford to have a position just wide open right now. And, this whole portal thing has just caused so many dominoes to fall the wrong way. It's obnoxious.
Wouldn't it be great if we just delayed the start of the portal season until after the season is done? Like, doesn't that seem like the easiest thing to do?
In theory, yeah. But look what happened. The portal wasn't open, and we already had people announcing they're in the portal, and here's all the schools that have contacted me. You know, at some point, you're moving the cheating around. You're not preventing the cheating by now you can pay players. Now they're going to cheat and how they can pay the players. So it's, I don't know.
Cheating? Like, I mean, because there's the old adage, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I mean, you have to do it now. You have
absolutely.
To.
And why not? Because NCAA is not doing a damn thing about it.
Because they'll lose in court.
Yeah. Don't give a kid a candy bar, but offer his agent $3 million. What are we even doing here anymore? But yeah, this is just utter chaos, and it can't be contained by the NCAA.
It will be eventually. It'll be contained by the leagues. They'll put players under contract. Bill Self said it. I'm with him. It's not going to be that far down the road. Two, three more years of this, they'll have everything settled legally, I think, and we'll get to some normalcy. I hope. In all of this, you still like Houston as your champion, Fitz?
I do. I didn't see anything to dissuade me from that choice. I think they're just so well put together. And getting back to my BYU point, they handled BYU. And I think BYU is really good. So they have this gear where they can just absolutely dismantle really good, tightly fit teams. BYU is well constructed, and they took them apart. Yeah, I think Houston, unless they just run into the wrong matchup on the wrong day, I think they're going to probably get this done. I love them.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, Duke's going to be a challenge. Like, Duke's just sitting there.
Let me ask you this. Do you begin to question Duke based on what the ACC did as a whole in the tournament? You start to wonder.
You mean their results? A little bit. Yeah, I think it was a down year for that league. But, I mean, they've backed it up in the tournament so far.
I do wonder if they're properly tested, if they really went through much in the ACC this season, because it just hasn't been a very good conference. But I will take Mr. Flagg any day of the week. I rode an elevator with him, so
Kansas,
he's probably blessed.
Kansas beat him, if that tells you anything.
Yeah, like 6 months ago.
Flagg was a little different then. But, yeah, if you're looking for optimism, Kansas beat him. Yeah, it is what Houston, they will not have played a team as tough as Houston. I don't think Houston's got to get through Purdue. Purdue's the team I know the least about out of this group. It's not even close. So we'll see.
Me too. Yeah, that's funny. Exactly. I don't even know anything about Purdue.
Absolutely nothing about Purdue. All right, Fitz, what do you guys have going at GoPowerCat.com?
We're waiting for spring football, to be real honest. I've never encountered a period of time like this. Luckily, we're doing a lot of women's basketball coverage. We put up a a really cool pregame podcast. We did a full what we do for football for the Sweet 16 for the women. It went up today. So we're going to be tracking the women and baseball until we get a little spring football in a week or so.
Find it at GoPowerCat.com. Follow Fitz at Life of Fitz on social. Appreciate it.
Thank you, boys.